It is good to see you again.
今天非常高兴跟弟兄姐妹大家见面。
This morning we are going to expound a word.
今天早上我们要从圣经。
Hello. Hello. 听到吗？听到 ，OK. It's regarding the war that is in your heart.
今天所要讲的就要关系到我们心中的一个围墙。
It is very important. Everyone, no one is exempted to face war in your life.
有一件事是没有一个人能够逃避的，就是在我们的生命当中，我们会面对一座的墙。
But you must know who is your army general.
但是你要先认识谁是你军队当中的元帅。
So we want to read the word of God first.
所以我们要来先读圣经，请大家站起来。我们请林梅姐带我们，大家也跟着她来读，就是在旧约的圣经《耶稣亚书》第六章第一节，跟林梅姐来读。
Can I have one mic for? Thank you.一二三，请。
耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。耶和华晓谕约书亚说：“看哪，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王，并大能的勇士都交在你手中。你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城。”一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前，到第七日，你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角。他们吹的角声拖长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊。城墙就必倒塌，个人都要往前直上。论的儿子约书亚招了祭司来，吩咐他们说：你们抬起约柜来，要有七个祭司拿七个羊角走在耶和华的约柜前。又对百姓说：你们前去绕城，带兵器的要走在耶和华的约柜前。约书亚对百姓说完的话，七个你们
不可呼喊，不可出声，连一句话
也
都
不
可
口。
等我妇女人呼喊的
日子，
那时才可以呼喊。
这样他使
耶和华
的约柜把城闹了一次，众人因到营里，就在营里住宿。约书亚祭司又抬起耶和华的约柜，七个祭司拿七个羊角在耶和华的约柜前时常行走吹角，带兵器在他
前面
走，
后也随着耶和华的
约柜
行。
祭司一面走一面吹。第二日，众人把城闹了一次，就回里去。六日都是这样行。第七日清晨黎明的时候，他们起来照样绕城七次，为把城闹了七次。到了第七次祭司吹角的时候，约书亚吩咐百姓呼喊，因为耶和华已把这城交给你们了。于是呼喊，祭司也吹角，百姓声便大声呼喊，城墙就塌陷，百姓 散去，
个
人往前直，
将
城
夺
取，又将城中所有的
妇妻男
女
老
少
牛
羊
和驴都用刀杀尽。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, this morning may your word be enabling us to solve our personal war that is confronting us.
主啊，我们今天早上求你借助你的话语，能够来解决所有的城墙在围绕我们的生命中。
We have you. We have every solution.
当我们有了你，我们就有了解决的答案。
So bless your word this morning.
主啊，恳求你今天早上来祝福你的话语。
That the ancient cityOf Jericho wall is the wall of us today also.
古代的这耶利哥城也就是我们今天生命的城。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
As an introduction, I want to go back to verse 2.
为了要来介绍这一段的章节，我们要先回来第二节。
Before Joshua and the Israelites obey fully the commandment of the Lord,
当耶稣亚和他的兵队还没有完全顺服神的命令的时候，
The Lord said to Joshua,
耶和华就对耶稣亚说，
I have, that means past, delivered Jericho into your hand.
神说，我已经把耶利哥城交在你们的手中。
In actual fact, when you read backward a few chapters,
其实呢，假如我们看前面的几章，
God had already prepared Joshua to conquer the wall of Jericho.
神已经预备了耶稣亚和他的军队来攻破这个耶利哥城。
But the way God deals with conquering is step by step.
但是神要他们来征服这一个城呢，神是一步一步来的。
So let me give you the introduction.
所以我现在先来介绍。
So you can remember how Joshua conquered the wall of Jericho.
使你们能够记得耶稣亚从开始到末了是如何的攻下耶利哥城。
Remember in previous chapter in Joshua.
我们记得在耶稣亚记的开始的几章，
Joshua secretly sent two spies to check out the promised land.
首先呢，耶稣亚他暗暗的就派了两个侦探先去视察这个耶利哥的地方。
And these two spies obediently went to the city of Jericho and the promised land.
这个耶利这两个侦探呢，他们就静静的就到耶利哥城，就去那边视察那个城跟应许之地。
God had never said to Joshua, "I have delivered that promised land, the Jericho city, into your hand." Not yet.
那个时候，神还没有对耶稣亚说，我必定把这个耶利哥城交给你们。
The two spies went along.
所以这两个侦探呢，他们就开始出发。
And we entered the Jericho city.
当他们到了耶利哥城的时候，
There was a special house.
在那边有一间特别的房屋。
Dwelt by a lady called Rahab.
那里有一个女人叫做拉哈。
Though her life is immoral.
虽然他的生命不大好。
But you may say God used a strange woman.
所以你或许会奇怪说，为什么神会使用这样奇怪的一个女人，就是名声不大好的女人。
Why?
为什么呢？
God gave her a spirit of hospitality.
神给她有一个招待人的态度。
Whoever strangers come along, she says, welcome.
哪一个不熟悉的人生人来到那个城的时候，他就会欢迎他进入到他的家。
Don't forget, she knew what is going to happen.
我们不要忘记哈，拉哈他知道所要发生的事。
And she welcomed the spies.
对，在那个时候，他就欢迎了这两位探子。
And the king of Jericho.Heard about these two spies, like the American FBI.
这耶利哥城的王，他就听到了有两个探子要来，来到了他的城市。
The king received message that two spies is in the presence of the Jericho city.
啊，这王已经知道了这两个侦探已经抵达了耶利哥城市。
And strange enough, the king went to ask Rahab.
啊，很奇怪的是，王就去问拉哈。
Bring out the man who came to you.
他说，请你将那两个侦探，他到你的家的那两个人，你叫出来吧。
Because Joshua chapter 2 say, because they came to spy the whole land.
在第二章里面说，这两个侦探就是要来视察整个耶利哥城。
But Rahab has got hospitality and wisdom.
但是拉哈虽然他很喜欢接待啊生人，但是他有智慧。
What did she do?
他做了什么事呢？
You look at that picture.
请你看这个张图。
She hide these two spy on her rooftop.
他把这两个侦探隐藏在屋顶上。
And they came, they found no one.
所以王派人来找的时候，找不到这两个侦探。
So when the messengers have left, sent by the king of Jericho.
哎，当耶利哥王差派的人来找不到人的以后，他们就离开。
Rahab was sensitive.
这个拉哈她很敏感。
She sensed the danger of these two spies.
她发觉了有这两个侦探在她的家，她是有危险的，侦探也有危险。
And when they have left,
所以当王派人所派的人离开了以后
，Rahab's house has got a window.
哎，这个拉哈的家。楼上有一个窗口
，and she took a rope.
她就拿了一条绳
，lower these two spies through the window.
就是从这个窗口把这两个侦探给他们跑出离开他的家。
She even instructed the two spies.
她甚至告诉这两个侦探
，Go up to the hill and hide there for 3 days.
请你到。那个高山上，在那边隐藏三天。
And after that, you will be able to cross back to River Jordan.
啊，过了三天呢，你就能够过这个约旦河，回到你们的地方。
God has prepared these two spies to deliver Jericho into Joshua's hand.
哎，神预备了这两个侦探，为的是要将整个耶利哥城。交在耶稣亚的手中。
And when the soldiers arrive,
所以
again,
当王的兵再一次回来找拉哈的时候
Rahab, there were two men.
他说拉哈有两个侦探。
But these two men, I don't know who they are.
但是我不认识这两个人到底是谁。
So at the dusk of the day, the dawn of the day,
所以当天亮的时候
They have left, but I don't know where they go.
拉哈对兵的王所派的兵说，他们已经离开我的家，我不知道他们往哪里去。
Now God declared to Joshua.
在这个时候，神就对约书亚说
，I have already delivered Jericho into your hand.
我已经将耶利哥城交在你的手中。
So when you read that verse 2, you must read a little bit of background of the introduction.
所以当我们读第二节的时候，我们要往前来，往后来读，这个背景是怎样的。
I tell you, our God is a wonderful planner.
我告诉你，我们的王是最棒的赐，就是他懂得怎样计划。
So Joshua ordered his people to consecrate themselves by washing themselves.
所以呢，这个时候耶稣呀就吩咐全国的人就将自己自洁，将自己奉献给神。
He called the assembly of the Israelite people.
他叫所有的以色列人聚集在一起。
And assembled about half a mile long.
叫他们聚集的是离开半英里远
，behind the Ark of Covenant，
就是在这个月柜的后面半英里长。
And he said to the Levite priest，
他就对利未的祭司说
，The Ark of the Covenant must be in the middle of River Jordan.
他说这个月柜必定要安放在约旦河的当中。
But when the carrier of the Ark of the Covenant stepped on the coast of River Jordan, the water departed.
所以当这一些人敢做这个约旦，走到了约走拱做这个月柜到了约旦河的当中的时候，那个河水就分开。
The Bible says at that time,
圣经说在那个时候
the river Jordan is overflooded the bank of the river.
啊，这个约旦河的河水已经涨满了河边。
But when the ark of the covenant, the carrier stepped on the water,
但那个拱做这个月柜的他们的一脚一踏进约旦河，水就分开。
And the whole nation can cross over the dry river Jordan.
所以整个以色列人都能够走干地，越过了约旦河。
Why the ark of God must be in the middle?
为什么约旦约柜要在中间呢？
God's throne must be in the midst of our life.
因为神的宝座必定要在我们的生命当中。
God himself took the risk of danger in the River Jordan.
在这个约旦河过约旦河的当中，神给他们冒险平安度过约旦河。
To me, it speaks of God is my protector.
对我来说，我们的神是保护我们的神。
It breaks off the Israel from the past.
他就将这以色列人的过去完全切断。
Don't forget, at this time, the manna has stopped supplying.
记得到了这个时候，天不再降下玛拿。
And the Israelites have to flex the muscle and conquer the promised land.
在以色列人呢，他们就要开始起来征战，来得到应许之地。
All our life in this modern time.
在这现代的时代
，You may say.Pastor, it's worth living.
你或许说，哦，牧师啊，在现在的时候是值得我们活的时候。
Many people will say this when things are smooth and nothing happens.
当事情很顺利，没有事情发生的时候，很多人都会这么说。
But when you face your Jericho,
但是当你面对这个耶利哥的城的时候
，You and I got to.Pay the cost.
对，你和我要付上代价。
I will talk about my cost in the testimony later on.
在接下去呢，我就会讲到我的见证。
So, for Israel.
所以以色列。
Jericho is a benchmark. It's a landmark to conquer.
所以这个耶利哥城就是他们要攻打的标记。
Before they can possess the promised land, the first thing they have to conquer is the city.Of Jericho.
他们还没有抵达占据应许之地之前，他们要先攻下这个耶利哥城。
And I'm so glad God gave specific instruction to the captain Joshua.
我非常的高兴，神他很详细的来指示这个军队的元帅。
I believe the spy came back and said, "Hi, Captain Joshua."Wow, the city wall is so thick, so thick, so high, so high.
我相信这两个被约书亚派到耶利哥城去视察的时候，回来报告给约书亚听，必定是这样子说：哦，那个耶利哥城是很高又很厚的。
But the promised land is with milk and honey. The grapes has got to be two people.Carry on the shoulder.
但是那个应许之地是一个很肥沃丰盛之地，所产的那个葡萄是要两个人扛住的。
So Joshua,
所以耶稣亚
has boldness.
他有胆量。
So many this morning,
今天
you will be thinking,
你或许你在想。
Pastor, you are preaching from an old ancient book in the Old Testament.
牧师，你今天所讲的就是很久很久古代的时候的故事。
It's all about battles and war.
都是一直在讲到征战和战争。
To me,
对我
Joshua's story, the Jericho war is still relevant for you and me today.
在今天呢，这个耶稣亚所要攻打的耶利哥城。 也就是我们今天所要面对的征战。
Two weeks ago, the Lord impressed me one, two words.
哎，在两个星期前，神给我了一个印象。
Every one of us has got to go to 2B, blessing and battle.
就是说到，我们每一个人能够领受祝福，也要面对征战。
When blessing comes,Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
当祝福临到的时候，我们不断地感谢神，感谢耶稣。
But,
但是
when battle comes, because you are in the Lord, you will say, Hallelujah, I trust in you.
当征战临到我们面前的时候，我们也能够说 Hallelujah, 主啊，因为我有你替我征战。
If you are without Christ in the world, your battle is always a defeating battle.
今天在世界上，假如你没有耶稣基督，你的征战通常你是不能够打胜的。
Battle in the Lord is always victorious.
我们在主里面的征战呢，常常会带来的胜利的。
So Joshua chapter 6 teach us a valuable lesson.
所以在约书亚记第六章教导我们一个很有价值的功课。
If you want to use your logic and your intelligence,
假如你要使用你的逻辑和你的聪明,
and you are an army captain,
你是军队中的元帅,
and you lead the army,
你要带这个军队出战,
will you bring the trumpeter in front and keep blowing?
当你要去征战的时候, 你是不是拿起那个角, 你一直在吹角呢?
The modern army,Would think you are cuckoo.
在现时代的军队会认为你是一个很愚笨的人。
But if you look at the Bible,
但是当你看圣经的时
候 How did David conquer Goliath?
你知道大卫王他是怎样来打倒那个高大的哥利亚
And I believe he's shorter than every man here.
我相信他要给每一个人
No, David is shorter than every male sitting here.
我相信大卫比我们当中的弟兄还要矮。
And Goliath is more than 6 feet tall.
这个哥利亚他是高过六丈高。
He just swing the sling with the stone, 5 stone in his hand.
大卫只是拿了五粒的小石头，他就丢到了哥利亚，把他打死。
David won.
大卫王啊，大卫那个时候就得胜了。
What about Joshua?
还有约书亚。
He used trumpet.And a shout.
他只是用吹角，还有大声的呼喊。
No need machine gun.
他不会用到其他的机器。
Can you see how God's plan is?
你能够看到神的计划是如何呢？
When God give you a plan,
当神给你一个计划，
don't question God's plan.
你不要质问神。
So let's see now the plan of God.
在我们现在来看神的计划。
How did he plan for Joshua?
他为这个征战，他对约书亚
First,
说了什么
？No one went out, and no one come in.
第一，他就说没有一个人可以出去，也不要让任何一个人进来。
I believe the soldiers in the city of Jericho were looking over the wall and say, "What is this Israelite army doing? Singing."Blowing trumpet and never talk.、Quiet.
我相信你们会想，在耶利哥城里面的士兵，他们跑上他们的高墙的时候，他在奇怪，还看到这些以色列的士兵，他们没有来打仗，他们就是一直走，一面唱歌赞美神。
The Israelite soldiers did not look at the wall.
以色列的士兵。他们完全没有来看这个耶利哥城的墙。
The outer wall is 6 feet thick.
它的这个城的这个墙呢，是外面呢有六尺高，六尺厚。
And the inner wall is 20 feet high.
在外里面是里面有二十尺高。
Upper wall is 20 feet high.
最高的墙是20尺高。
When you are confronted with your wall, church,
弟兄姐妹，当你面对一个高大的城墙的时候
，Do you look at the size of your wall?
你有没有看到这个墙到底是多高多大
？The practical lesson is, Don't look at the wall that you've been confronted.
今天我们要学习的功课就是说，我们不要去看面对我们的城墙是多高还是多大多厚。
Oh, this huge wall.
哇，这么大的城墙。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹。
The book of Joshua is about 3 degrees of faith.
哎，这个耶稣雅记是讲到三度的信心。
The first faith to rest upon God's word.
呀，第一层的信心呢，就是我们要信靠神的话。
Rest in His word.
我们要得到神的话，我们要确定来信靠。
We Australians say, "Be cool."
哎，澳洲人说，
对不对？
你要冷静啊。
Have you heard of this, young people? Be cool.
年轻人常常说 cool, 很 cool.
Cool in the word of God, I will recommend.
Yeah, 我介绍就是你得到了神的话，你的心里面冷静下来。
The second faith.
第二种的信心呢。
Faith to count on God's promises.
你要有信心，要坚定持守神的应许。
The third faith. Third faith.
第三。的信心
faith to believe and dare to believe that God can do exploit.
你有信心来相信，你有知道神必定会行我们所不能做得到的事。
I stand up here declare to you.
所以我在这里向你们宣告。
Don't you go through experiential faith.
你不要再依靠你所以前所经过的信心。
Experiential faith.Is not stable.
经历的信心呢是不稳定的。
Faith that founded on the word of God is stable.
那信心从神的话中领受的乃是一个最稳定的信心。
Do you know, have you ever thought why no one went out and no one came in?
你会想吗？为什么在这里吩咐他没有人进来也没有人可以出去。
In the city, it's all locked very tight, the gate.
那个在这个城市的门都锁得很稳定。
God is allowing the Israelite soldiers to round the Jericho once a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, 7 times, then shout.
没有人能够出也没有人能够进。那个城门关得很紧，就是因为神要让以色列人每一天绕那个城墙一次，到了第六天，到了第七天，他们要绕七次。
So second point,
第二点
God said, I just said already, I have delivered Jericho into your hand.
神说，我要将耶利哥交在你们的手中。
What is the secret of victory over Jericho wall?
这个能够得胜这个得胜这个耶利哥城的秘诀是什么呢
？First, Joshua said, "Yes, Lord, you delivered already into my hand."
耶稣也说，是神，我相信你已经把耶利哥城交在我的手中。
It comes from the Lord.
是从神而来的成功。
How?
怎样能够做得出呢？就是要顺服他。
And walk close with him.
就是很亲密的。跟主一起同行。
Otherwise,
要不然呢
if you walk on your own,
假如你单独去行走
you will have discouragement,
你就会灰心丧胆
you will have defeat,
那你就被胜过了
you will have depression,
你就能够就变成很沮丧
and you have disillusionment,
你的头脑里面你会想到你是没有希望的
then you have despair,
后来你觉得你是绝望的
Because you are depending on your flesh.
因为你就是靠你的血气来走。
So, this is part A. God's plan for us.
神给我们的计划。
Let's go to part B.
我们来看第二段。
Israel experienced victory at Jericho.
在耶利哥的地方以色列人得胜了。
They had the word of God.
因为他们首先有了神的话
So after marching into the city of Jericho
所以当他们 在环绕到耶路撒冷的时候
，once a day for 6 days，
在每一天绕了一圈
，and 7 times on the 7th day，
在第七天的时候绕了七次。
And when they are walking，
当他们一面行走的时候，
God say,
神说
，keep quiet，
吩咐他们都不可以出声。
You may be wondering, if a captain, I want to give instruction. How can I be keep quiet, Lord？
呀，你或许你说。
I'm a captain.
我是元帅，我怎样说我不要出声呢？
I encourage you.
我要鼓励你们。
A believer who can be a conqueror.
有一个基督徒信主的人能够成为得胜的人。
Listen to his word attentively.
他是非常注意神对他所说的每一句话。
The promise of God live in your heart.
使神的应许停留在你的心中。
I remember my Jericho.
我记得我的耶利哥城。
One day,
有一天
in Malaysia,
在马来西亚
I have encountered so many racial clash.
我有经历过很多在马来西亚的不同种族的征战。
When there's a racial clash, they would take a knife called parang, the curve, and chop Chinese.Ladies and men's head off.
所以当不同的种族他们要来杀害华特别是华人的时候他们就用了那个很利的刀向你的腹部来切断。
A week before racial clash.
在这一个种族冲突还没有发生的前一周。
For no reason, my mother took me to the seaside and on the sea coast.And then we were on sunshine and then we swim for hours.
我不知道什么原因那一天呢我妈妈把我们兄弟带到河边我们花了很长的时间在海边游泳。
And the next day, my back, I said, Mommy, sore, I got sunburned.
第二天的时候因为晒太阳过度了所以我就跟妈妈说我的背的皮肤很痛。
Where I go in Australia, the invisible sunny cream and all that, I find it so good.
Yeah, 那个时候呢，不像现在澳洲有很好的那个防晒的药膏。
And then third day,
第三天
I was very dark. Nobody here, any boy here, is darker than me.
所以呢，我的皮肤在那一天没有一个人会好像我那一天。皮肤被晒得很黑。
If you think Pastor Lee is dark, I am darker than him.
所以呢，我觉得我比任何人更加的黑。
I was really dark.
我那个时候皮肤晒得很黑。
Next week, racial clash.
下个星期呢，就有这个种族的。
I quickly run. I was in the main street.
有一点。
To go up to a bus. To go home.
我就是在大街道在等着有公共的 bus 车我要上车的时候
I didn't know the racial clash already started with the knife
我不知道在那个时候有种族的
boy and girl
种族的冲突呢他们另外一族的人就是在杀害我们华人
So I saw the bus coming
当我看到那辆公共汽车
I ran to the bus at one Malay chasing me behind
我就跑着
要
上车
with the knife
有一个马来人他就拿了手拿着
刀 Lord,
他要刺我
What's happening?
我就说神啊到底发生什么事
He took up his knife and nearly wanted to chop me already
他举起他的刀
I turned around and said
阿
爸爸塞门干阿不如塞呀塞呀不干去哪
所以我就转身来对他说
I said, why you want to kill me?
Can't
you see my skin? I'm not Chinese.
你是为什么啊？你要杀我呢？
Oh,
你看我的皮肤。
Like you, huh? 啊，拜了拜了。转回
我
那边去。
不像华人，因为晒黑了，所以呢，那个人就转身。
God has delivered the enemy.
神呢就救我脱离了这个敌人。
This is my war.
这个就是我的耶利哥城。
If I'm killed that day, I won't be here today.
那天假如我被杀了我今天不能够在
这里 Can you see God's plan in your life?
你能够看到神在你的生命中的计划是什么吗
I just got a good news from Brenda Chiu, the sister gave birth
yeah, 我就听到这 Brenda 的姐姐妹妹她刚刚生产
Last Wednesday We went to the home and prayed for her because the placenta is engaged.
Yeah, 在星期一的时候
at the bottom.
我们去探访她，为她祷告，因为她怀孕，那个胎盘呢已经降到下面，孩子还不能够生出来。
Must go through cesarean.
啊，医生说她一定要开刀把这个胎儿解出来。
So we went to the home.
我们去她的家。
We sit down.
我们坐下来
we pray,
我们为他祷告
then we have lunch together.、
啊、我们就一起吃午餐
I said in the name of Jesus
我说奉主耶稣的名
in the eyes of the doctor
医生看来
need cesarean
他是需要破破
you given this second gift、
啊、你给他这个第二个礼物
you cause it to happen because you can turn around
哎、虽然有遇到有困难但是主我们知道你会、啊、转变这个情况
I went Wednesday
我们是星期一去
See, as Monday and last Wednesday natural birth the wall is broken、
啊、星期三的时候他就很自然的生产这个耶利哥城的城墙已经倒下来了
This is a miracle baby again
这同时也就再一次是一个奇迹的孩子
God is on your side
神是站在我们这一边
So always remember
所以我们要时常记得
That the promise of God is in your heart
神的应许要受在我们的心中
Not in your mind
不要只是记在脑里
Not in your intellectualism
不是在你的思想里面
I don't care how intellectual you are
要我不管你有多高深的
But you have the Lord in you, you are highly more than intellectual.
啊，但是假如你有主在你的里面，你比那些有学问的人更加有智慧。
They obey God's word. Number two.
在第二点，就是以色列人他们顺服神的话。
They emphasize the guidance of the Ark of the Covenant.
所以他们呢，一直遵从了这个约柜。
I like the verse, it says, verse 6, 8 to 11, the priests and the soldiers obey Joshua's commandment, which he received from the Lord.
第六和第七节里面就说到这些祭司还有军队们他们遵照耶稣亚的吩咐就是他从神所领受的话。
So you can imagine, on the top of the wall,
所以我们可以想象在这个城墙的上面
Verse 1 says they cannot come out, they cannot go in.
Yeah, 所以也说到这些人不能够出来也不能够进去
They raise up their sword. They say, hey, what are you doing marching around the Jericho wall?
那个城里面的人
I imagine what they are saying.
他们已经拿了他们的武器在讥笑他们你们到底在做什么就是一圈一圈在绕
Just march.
但是这些兵队祭司他们就是静静的每一天就是在绕那个城
I think if they were to talk
我想假如他们要出声
This is my imagination
这是我的想象
There will be people will be a gossiper、
啊、一定当中有人在那边偷偷的讲话
Some will believe
有的人相信
Joshua Some will not believe
有些人不相信耶稣亚
So what happened?
所以接下来怎样呢?
So there are three stages in your Christian life.
所以在我们基督徒的路程的当中要经过三个阶段。
Our sister Linda has been baptized and she testified.
我们的 Linda 姐妹她已经受洗了她在这里做见证。
She made one statement.
她讲了一句
话。The power of prayer in her life.
她讲到这个祷告的能力有在他的生命中。
Every Christian,
每一个基督徒
including me,
包括我。
When we are not careful,
当我们不小心的时候
you are in the bondages of worldliness as like Israel, the bondages of Egypt.
所以呢你就会好像以色列人他们在埃及地的时候受到很多的压迫。
Then you go to the second stage.
还有在第二段的时候
You'll be wandering in the wilderness.
你在旷野当中一直在行走。
You become selfish.
你变成很自私。
You become very carnal.
你变成好像很血气。
You may lose your salvation.
你或许失掉你的救恩。
Third stage，
在第三个阶段。
And you overcome stage one and stage two。
你虽然已经胜过了第一阶段、第二个阶段。
You now become a productive Christian。
你要成为一个多有收获的基督徒。
Living in victory。
哎，你是活在胜利的当中。
Conquering your war all the time。
你会常常面对，而且胜过所有的。拦阻你的事情
and possess God's blessing.
来得到了神给你的祝福
So to progress from stage 1 to stage 3
所以从第一个阶段进入到第三的阶段
You have to do three things
你需要做三件事
Number one
第一件事
Please make the best plan that we can have hope and success
我们要立下很好的计划使我们能够得到成功也有盼望
And when you have your plan
所以当你有了好的计划
Stage two
第二段
Surrender your plan to the Lord to bless this plan
你将你的 plan 交给神让神来祝福你的计划
And when you have done that
当你做了第二个计划
The final step
最后一件事
Your plan to do what He tell youto do
你有计划给他你就要按照神吩咐你怎样去做你就去做
not what you tell God to do what you want to be done
不是你自己对神说我要这样子做
you will be like Joshua
假如你这样子照着这个三个阶段好像耶稣亚
so in these three stages of Christian life
所以在我们基督徒的生命的当中当我们走过这个三个阶段的时候
You need to know the power of God's way
你需要知道上帝道路的大能
What are the ways?
神的能力是什么呢
You need to know God is your army general
你需要让神做你军队的元帅
And therefore you need to sanctify yourself to God
所以呢你要将自己分别为圣归给神
Exactly what Joshua captain do
就是好像耶稣亚元帅这样子做
Identify your army general
那你要认出你的军队的元帅是谁
Is the Lord of hosts
就是万军的耶和华
Secondly
第二点
You have to obey his instruction
你要顺从他的引导
And you move in his power
你就靠着他的大能去运作
In my encounter as a Christian for nearly 70 years
所以我做基督徒差不多要70年了
Most difficult task is to obey his instruction
最难做的一件事就是要顺从神的命令
But in my experience
但是在我的经历的当中
I submit to the instruction of the Lord, it is easy
假如呢，我顺服神的教训，那就很容易了。
It is very important.
这个是非常重要的一件事。
Obey his instruction.
啊，我们要顺从神的命令。
Then you can move in his power.
那你就能够靠着他的大能去运行。
But one thing I can guarantee you.
有一点我可以证实给
你们的。God's instructions is always, in a sense,illogical
在神的诫命很多时候你看来好像没有多大的意义
But when you reflect back what happened like me swimming in the sea and become dark like a Malay
所以当你想好像我的经历我在白天的时候游泳很久使我的皮肤变成赤黑
It took me 1 month to become this color
啊，我要花了一个月的时间回来了原来的肤色
My skin all peel off.
啊，我的皮肤
No sunscreen.
啊，一层一层的都破了。
哇 ，painful, you know.
啊，一方面是很痛苦。
Do I complain?
我有没有啊诉苦呢
？I say thank the Lord, I'm alive.
我感谢主，因为我的肤色变成这么黑，所以我的性命还能够保留。
If not, I'll be dead on that very afternoon.
要不然在那一天我就被。义主的人吓死了。
Can you see God's plan?
你能够看到神在你身上的计划吗
？So with that plan, you can do what?
哎，假如有神的计划呢， 我们能够做什么呢?
March forward with faith.
我们就能够用信心向前进。
Then your wall can come tumbling down.
那个拦阻你的那个高墙呢，就能够倒塌。
It is very interesting.
这是一个很有趣的一件事。
One day,
有一天,
another wall came to me.
我遇到了一个困难,
15 years ago in Sydney.
大概是15年前在雪梨。
I'm supposed to go and fetch my wife and my daughter in the airport.
我是要到机场接太太和女儿。
After the intercession conference in Brisbane.
Yeah, 他们去参加在Brisbane 的那个代祷的特会。
And my son Andrew is with me.
只有我的儿子跟我留下。
Suddenly,
忽然间,
out of the blue,
忽然间,
my whole house spin like the earth rotating around the axis.
我的头忽然间很晕，看到整间屋子一直在转。
I took out my mobile phone.
我就拿起
我的 lying on my couch.
我倒的时候，我倒下在床
上。I said, Andrew,
我就拿起我的电话，我就对儿子说 ，Andrew,
I cannot go to airport now.
我现在我已经不能够驾车到机场。
You go and fetch mommy and 姐姐。
你就自己去接妈妈和姐姐。
And he went.
所以他就去了。
And here I call out my doctor pastor.
我就打电话给我的医生，他同时也是一个牧师。
Because I used to preach in his word and in his church once a month.
因为那个时候，那个时候我常常是每一个月一次在他的教会讲道。
So he came.
所以医生来了。
I said, Andrew, don't lock the main gate. I cannot stand now. I will fall.
我就吩咐孩子不要把大门锁起来。
The doctor came in. I said, "Come in. The door is not locked."
所以我就请医生进来到我的家中。
And he listened to my heart.
他听了我的心。
I have never seen a doctor listening to your heart for so long.
我没有遇到一个医生，他一直在看听我的心跳，听了好久。
I look at him.
我就看到他。
And he listened again.
他又在听我的心跳。
He says, Philip,
他就告诉我
I need to call the ambulance.
他说我要叫救伤车来了。
If you stand up,
假如你站起来
you collapse.
你一定会倒下去。
And when you collapse, depend how you hit.
所以当你倒下去的时候要看你怎样跌。
Your heart cannot pump enough blood to your brain.
你的心脏呢不能碰到此那个血液到你的脑部。
I called the ambulance.
所以他就叫了救伤车。
Yes, ambulance. I am Dr. Donald Tang. This is what happened to my patient. Blah 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 blah. What is happening? Okay. Within 5 minutes, ambulance came.
Yeah, 很快在五分钟里面呢，救伤车就来到我的
门口。We were in the special bed. Put me on the bed, and I walk to the bed, and I grip on that nurse.The hand very tight. You see, don't grip me so hard, please.
所以呢，我要上车，所以我的手抓住那个护士紧紧的。
I say, I feel like falling.
他就说，你不要这样紧紧抓住我的手。
You don't worry, I'm beside you.
那个护士说，你不要怕，我在你的旁边抓住你。
I went to Westmead Hospital.
我就到 Westmead 的医院。
And Andrew, I said.Daddy is on the way to hospital emergency.
所以呢，我就是到了医院的紧急部。
Cut the story short, and they were there before me, three of them.
所以后来呢，我们三个人就先抵达。
And I was lying there, looked through the window, I could see them, but they cannot see me.
我在救伤车里面的那个窗口，我看到他们三个人。
When I wheeled out the door, and they saw me.
所以当我拉出来车从车里面拉出来的时候
，at this moment，
在这种的情况里面，
say,
你能够做什么？我就呼求神。
I don't know what is happening to me。
说主啊，你来救我吧，因为我不知道到底发生了什么事。
So my son was very quick. Phone up the pastor.
我的
儿子，
他就很快的打电话给牧师。
And the church that night has got a.Prayer meeting. Hallelujah.
那天晚上刚好教会有祷告会。
All stood up and prayed for Brother Philip Su.
所有的会众呢就为着 Philip Su 来祷告。
11 o'clock in the night.
到了晚上11点。
Why so normal?
我就觉得一切好像恢复正常。
So I stood up from my bed.
我从床上起来。
And I want to walk.
我要走路。
And happened the doctor was beside me.
啊，医生刚好在我的床
边。What are you doing, Mr. Su?
医生就说你要做什么
？I said I feel good.
我说我已经好了。
I can walk.
我可以走。
Lie down. If you fall, I'm in trouble.
啊，医生说你赶快睡觉，再躺在床上，假如有事情发生，我就有事了。我已经叫专科医生来。
And took my ECG.
啊，又再做了心电图。
And everything normalized.
每一样事都恢复正常。
The specialist says.Yes, discharge, you can only go home.
专科医生说可以了，你可以回家。
So I was home.
所以我就当天晚上就回家。
And when I reached home,
当我到门口的
时候, two dishes is on the doorway, cooked by a sister.
在门口了，就有一个姐妹已经为我们预备了晚餐。
Heard about me.
她知道所发生的事。
God's plan.I never knew.
我从来没有知道神对我的
计划。Only one thing I knew.
只有一件事我知道的是。
He healed me.
他医治我了。
And the second day.
第二天。
Second week.
第二个星期。
The heart specialist said, come in for a shock.
Yeah, 这个。
I was thinking a shock.
心脏的医生叫我进去。Yeah,
I will put an electrode into your heart and shock until the highest and see whether your heart can go back normalize within certain time limit.
Yeah, 他就要做一个试验呢，就是看看我的心脏是不是可以恢复到正常。
If you can,
假如可以
I don't have to insert a battery here.
所以他就不会放一个电池在我的心脏。
After shocking me, I was on GA.
所以因为是在麻痹里面。
And I was stay there for 2 hours, and the report came, no need battery.Hallelujah.
Yeah, 检查结果觉得我都不需要有一个电池放在心脏里
面。Why? He already.
因为已经完全的医治了。
What battery you talking about?
Yeah, 就不必再放什么东西在里面。
So today.
今天。
I walk in the divine health of the Lord.
啊，我就是走在神给我的健医治的医治健康的状况里面。
I have delivered your enemy.
神已经为我
no sickness will overcome you.
除去了敌人，所以没有一样的疾病能够胜过我。
So we have four principles to conclude.
所以现在我们在结论的时候，我们要讲到四个原则。第一个
，You must know, you must know, you must know who is in charge.
你一定要知道，你一定要知道，你一定要知道谁在掌管你的生命。
Principle number two.
第二个原则。
You must know the method is not man's method.
你要知道治理的方法不是人的方法。
But God's method, are you listening?
但是
always right.
神的方法是常常都是对的。
Don't use your intellectualism to debate when the word of God.Come into your heart.
当神的话进入到你的心里面，你不要用你的聪明来跟神辩论。
If you start debating,
当你在跟神辩论的时候
，the third principle, my conclusion will never come.
啊，我要所说的第三个原则决定不会发生。
You will never hear from God if you are noisy. You have to be quiet.
你必定要非常的安静来听到神的话。
Go to your closet, sit down there and listen what the Spirit of the Word say to your spirit.
你要回到你的房间里面，心灵的安静，听到神对你说的话是什么。
And when you hear that,
当你听到
principle number four,
第四个原则
victory is yours.
胜利是属于你的。
If you do not quit,
假如你没有逃跑
，Many Christians quit very, 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 very fast.
有
faster than the speed of light.
啊，有的基督徒呢不会等候神，跑得越来越快，比光的跑度还要快。
So beloved,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，spiritual victory has got four principles.
啊，属灵的得胜有四个原则。
Number one, I repeat.
我再重复说。
Remember who is in charge.
你要记得是谁在掌权。
And God's method number two is always, 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 always right.
神的方法通常每次都是对的。
And number three principle.
第三个原则。
Hear from God.
你要听神的声音。
You have to be quiet.
你心里先要安静。
The Jericho wall can fall.
这个耶利哥城能够倒塌。
And Joshua said, when the trumpet blew the blast, you shout.
耶稣要吩咐他们，当这个吹角的时候，吹的时候，你们就大声高喊。
The Bible never say, the Israelite soldiers say, hey, are you alright, Joshua?
Yeah, 这个以色列人。
Shout what?
他们都没有过问耶稣呀，你到底对不对呢？你要我们喊什么呢？
Is it they shout before the Jericho wall fall down?
就是在耶利哥城还没有倒塌之前，他们就高声喊叫。
For us,
假如是我们呢？
We only shout when the wall is down first.
当我们看
到 I see all wall come down. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们看到城倒下来的时候，我们才来高声喊哈利路亚。
The Bible says,
不是这样子，圣经说
Shout, the wall will come down.
你高声大喊，那个城就倒下来。
It's not shout when the wall keep tumbling down.
不是说当你看到墙在倒的时候，你才来高声呼喊。
That is the power of God's way.
这就是神的能力，神的道路是这样子的。
Our natural inclination is.
我们人的想法。
It's very easy to praise the Lord when everything is smooth.
就是当每一项事情很顺利的时候，我们就一直在赞美神。
You understand the four principles?
大家都明白这个四个原则吗？
All of us have walls.
我们每一个人都有城墙围住我们。
The young people's wall is different from middle-aged wall.
少年人的围墙跟中年人的围墙不一样。
The middle-aged wall is different from senior-aged wall.
跟这老年人的围墙也是不一样的。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹。
You decide what wall you are facing.
你所面对的城墙是怎样的？
But one thing is good. God says,
I have
delivered the wall into your hand.
因为神跟我们说，我已经将这个城交在你们的手中。
Do you know how to conquer in my way?
你懂得怎样用神的方法来使这个城墙倒塌呢？
So remember,
所以请你们记住
the power of God's word.
神的话语的能力
With the musician in front,
他有吹角的人在前面 你或许想说、他们是对不对呢
But we are on the victor side.
但是我们却站在胜利的这一边
So God bless you.
愿上帝祝福你们
Let's sing the respond hymn, please.
我们来唱、最后的诗。
好，让我们一同站立在神的面前。